Hello, it's Valerie. Blasey there.
And this is she.
Ma'am, this is Will calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm only conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to answer a few questions, ma'am?
A few minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
First question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No,
no,
thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania? Yes or no?
Yes.
May I ask your age? How old are you?
51.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia or other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this next year's upcoming election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I give it a 9. I never miss an election. I always vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about the upcoming mayor's race and politics in Philadelphia at this point? Very closely, somewhat closely, not at all closely, or not that closely?
Could you repeat the options again? I'm sorry.
Very closely, not that closely, somewhat closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat closely. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
That will be strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, is staying about the same as it's been for years, is getting better or lessening than what it was?
The same.
The same? Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I guess staying about the same.
Staying about the same. Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the city's street and pothole repair? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor? Okay. And how would
I had a pothole in front of my house for a year. And,
really?
A contractor had to fill in it himself.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it
I'm
was
I'm so
huge.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, it's not your fault. I just had to laugh at that question. I'm sorry.
No, definitely. Thank you so much for opening up. How would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space to recreate for recreation in the city of Philadelphia?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay? Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? Addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, reducing violent crime in the city, creating more quality, affordable housing, improving the city's K-12 public school system, addressing homelessness, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, addressing juvenile delinquency, rooting out corruption in the city government, fixing roads and repairing potholes, reducing taxes, reforming the police department and ending police harassment on racial profiling, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping. You may choose two.
Do I just two? Oh, okay, two. Yeah. All right. that's a big long list. I like all of those things. All right, this is pretty hard.
I know.
Bringing more jobs in the city and creating more affordable housing.
More affordable housing, okay. And cleaning, you said, right?
Yeah. Well, that's three. Okay. Wouldn't that be three?
Okay. What was the first one? I'm sorry?
Bringing jobs into the city, more jobs.
Oh, creating job opportunities, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May, yes or no?
Yes,
thank you. Who did you vote for in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Jeff Brown, Rebecca Reinhart, Eamon Brown, Sherelle Parker, Helen Jim, or Alan Doan, or someone else?
I voted for Helen Jim.
Okay, Helen Jim. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Larry Krasner.
I would say 80.
80? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
What about Bob Casey or Cassie?
Bob Casey, the senator? Or are you talking about a Philadelphia?
No, Bob
Senator?
Casey, the senator.
Oh, okay, yeah. I give him an 80 as well.
80 as well, okay. What about David O?
I've heard of him. I'm not very sure about what his policies are.
Okay.
So I can't answer that.
No problem. That's also an answer. What about Sherelle Parker?
I would give her a 70.
Okay. What about the Republican Party?
Can I give negative numbers?
Of course, minus 0, minus 100.
Minus 0. let's give him any particular member.
You're so
funny. Hey, you know, you're working. It's nice to keep people entertained, right?
I know. Thank you so much.
Logarithm of 52. A 0, please.
A 0, okay. What about Ed Rendell?
Ed Rendell, the former mayor of Philadelphia. Yeah, I give him like an 80 as well. I liked him.
An 80 as well. What about Donald Trump?
negative 1 billion.
100? Okay. Negative 1 zillion. Okay. What about Joe Biden or President Joe Biden?
Yeah, I would give him like an 85.
85. Okay. Thank you so much. I know it's still a few weeks away, But if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were healthy day, for whom would you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
I would vote for Sherelle Parker.
Sherelle Parker, thank you. And how certain are you that you're going to support Sherelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain? Fairly certain?
Very certain.
Just very? Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and some attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a 0 if it doesn't apply to her, a 5 if you think somewhat applies to Sherelle, and 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. Fights for people like me, 0 to 10.
Seven,
okay. Will improve the image of Philadelphia, 0 to 10.
Eight.
Has what it takes to make the city safer.
8.
Okay. Is a strong leader.
I would say a 7.
7, okay. Has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy?
7.
7, okay, thank you. Works to bring the people of the city together?
I'll do 7 as well.
Another 7, thank you so much. We're almost done now. I'd like to ask your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she gets elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Sherelle is talking about increasing the number of police and adding community police officers, walking a beat, or riding a bike in every neighborhood. Greater police presence in the communities they serve can improve relationships and proactively prevent crime. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Support or oppose?
Somewhat support. Sorry, somewhat support. Okay. Somewhat support. Thank you.
Thank you so much. She's also talking about creating a new policy to help people who are homeless and suffering from mental illness and or debilitating addiction to get the help they need. When these people are unhoused and no longer able to take care of their basics, everyday needs, they will be required to enter inpatient addiction and or mental health treatment against their will if necessary. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support,
okay, thank you. She's also talking about making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores.
Making arrests for, can you repeat that one again? I'm sorry.
Making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores. You know how nowadays there's a lot of vandalism and people going into stores and robbing all kinds of merchandise and products?
Okay, so she's saying if they've stolen less than $500, then
she'll put them away.
They will still arrest them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somewhat. I mean, somewhat.
Somewhat support? Okay.
Somewhat support, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given to why it's important to vote in the upcoming elections for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5, it means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year 1691 have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs it. 0 to 10.
8.
Okay, thank you. What about Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness? That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's upcoming elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I still stick with 10. I'm extremely motivated to vote in every election.
Okay, and once more, I know still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
Sherelle Parker.
Thank you. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA,
bachelor's
law, PhD.
Degree.
Bachelor's?
Bachelor's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay, thank you. That will conclude mm-hmm. our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a blessed evening.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.